Welcome to the Pod Scared Gentlecast, number one podcast of admitting that the 10th Doctor is better than the 11th. I am Travis Kennedy, a writer for The Obscure Gentleman.
I'm James Alvarez, writer for The Obscure Gentleman.
I'm Aaron Alvarez.
Yeah, Alvarez, you could Aaron say Alvarez.
That is your last name.
Artist of The Obscure Gentleman.
Hi, my name is Yama Rayar, also a writer. Sorry I missed the last podcast.
Can I say my last name? Because I forgot to. James Alvarez.
You said it.
No, I just said James.
No, you didn't. You actually
said it. You haven't even introduced yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm Nick Alvarez, writer, but you did say it because that's why Aaron said it.
It's true.
Mm. Yeah. And all three of you are brothers, so it kind of would make sense.
We can just the same start over. Name.
No, go away.
No.
No? Should I have not said we're going to start?
No,
we don't edit.
Have I ruined everything?
No.
Okay.
All right, well, then I'll go. This is Abe, writer of The Obscure Gentleman.
Alright, and first and foremost, just like to say that intro was mostly a jab at Aaron, artist of The Obscure Gentleman, because he really likes mongoloid doctors. But ultimately, I guess what we're going to first talk about is the fact that we were supposed to be going to Comic-Con this year, but ultimately plans kind of fell through, and now we're not going to be able to make it.
Yeah, we were going to pretty much just stay outside Comic-Con since we couldn't get tickets, and we're going to hand out stickers so people could throw them on the ground and not care about them, just to promote the comic and the website and stuff. But, Nick, what do you got something like with Vegas and stuff? And
I have to go to Vegas for my brother-in-law's birthday, and I think I'd rather do that than go to Comic-Con. And
well, it's Vegas.
Well, it's Vegas.
Well, what kind of party is it?
What? Are you hitting on me?
No. I'm asking what kind of party. Is it a beach party? Or a pool party?
Is
what?
Beach party?
It's a beach party.
It's the 60s.
No, there's going to be a pool party and they're going to a club, so I got to do that.
So you got to be on Swole Patrol.
What pool?
Yes.
What pool?
I don't know.
Is it an awesome pool?
What is going on?
I don't know.
We're curious about your trip.
See, you want them to ask questions as a habit.
Yeah, I no, that has nothing to do with you saying to ask questions.
No, and Yama's just not interested because we've been to the Comic-Con like, what, 4 or 5 times?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm surprised we're having this conversation, but I think it's fascinating because I didn't realize there was ever a need to discuss wanting to go to Comic-Con.
Yes.
No, what do you mean?
No, because I enjoyed the time we went and the things we did, but going back, it's so crowded and full of fat girls who love Twilight.
I think that
No. I think
are we
it's funny.
Bleep the word fat.
I say keep it. I really do. I think
that's fine.
We've already made comments about all sort like how retarded people
look,
shouldn't be
just,
listening either.
It's just if you like Twilight and you're overweight, my brother doesn't like you.
In Twilight.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just
and a girl.
No. Okay, I didn't mean any of that. What I just said, but it just people going to Comic-Con that probably I'm gonna sound so
backpedal, bro. Backpedal.
So this is Yama again. You know, Comic-Con has a pretty special emotional place in my life. The first year, James, I think, invited me to come along. I honestly don't think I had heard the term Comic-Con before and didn't know what he was talking about. But I just dropped out of grad school and was living at home and not doing very much. And so he said, we'll pick you up on the way, going to San Diego. The night before, again, not really knowing what I was about to be doing, kind of did the thing you do when you don't have a job, which is stay up all night on the internet, and then at some point around, Nick just made a motion with his hand to indicate something else you might do if you're up late on the internet.
Type? And type. Yes.
No, this is
you blog.
Yes.
Now we're making hand motions. Around 3 o'clock in the morning, I made the decision to go to the gym and came back
home.
Oh,
yeah.
So basically, I stayed up all night. I went to the gym. I came home and then got picked up by James and Nick. I don't remember if Travis
I think we were all there.
I don't think I was there.
I don't
how
think
many
I
years
knew
have you
Travis was. I only went the one time.
Oh, then yeah, I was there.
Oh, you did? It was only that one time.
Because that's when we were making the joke about Hills Have Eyes, you saying it was the most brutal movie. Okay,
we did go twice. Ever. Sorry.
Okay, because I went the last time you went, which was not the first time.
The Hills Have Eyes had a guy, a mutant, raping a girl in the background, and then another one sucking on a lady's titty while the mom was watching,
so she collected,
and then holding a gun to a baby's head.
Okay, how you say that, when you explain this to me, that's very brutal.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
That's what
but
happened.
When you watch the movie, it's really not that brutal.
It's
Buffalo Bill is being lit on fire.
Yeah, and I think they
outside.
Actually lit him on fire.
No, he's all right. He was on Monk.
He was.
And then that guy was licking her titty, but they knew
he was suckling it because she had baby milk in it.
Because
he was tasting
lactating.
That.
Well, they need nutrients. They got scars and shit all
More
over.
More importantly, it had a guy saying, "What kind of a place is that?"
I think the lesson here is that the most important things about Comic-Con for me have been what's happened leading up to and on the way back from it.
Do you even remember it?
No, because I was sleepless and exhausted, and I just remember, I don't remember being in the car, but I remember getting there and standing in the line.
Yeah, we had
I remember standing in a lot of lines.
We watched How to Make Hobbit Feet for about 2 hours.
Mm. Wait, yeah. Was that that time?
Possibly. They all mixed together for me.
I remember one of the things we did was stand in a line for about an hour to sit in a room where we were shown something about the making of Hellboy, which wasn't out yet, because this was a long time ago.
That was before.
And then there was a question period about the making of Hellboy where someone asked if the movie of Hellboy would have the same dark color palette as the comic of Hellboy. And I didn't know that Hellboy was a comic or what Hellboy was. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
I remember this because Guillermo del Toro explained something about the background and you see him being red or something, and I was half asleep too.
Yeah.
Every one of our Comic-Con trips, I don't remember.
Yeah. I remember that. Really. And then I remember walking out of probably that session and seeing a girl with no top on, but painted on suspenders that went through the centers of her breasts, so they technically covered her nipples. And
I don't remember that.
Are you trying to make me beat off right now?
Yes.
Nice.
So wait, why aren't we going to Comic-Con this year?
Well, we can't get in.
I'd like to say I'm against really fit guys who dress like Sailor Moon, so for the record.
Saying I'm dressed like Sailor Moon?
No, I'm saying like really like just buff guys at Comic-Con.
They don't do that.
Well, no, I mean, since you're against the ladies that are,
big.
Opportunists.
I'm all for that. That's why I'm sad I'm not going to Comic-Con this year.
Yeah, and we'll miss the guy who is dressed like Daredevil, who was made of fruit roll-ups.
Black Superman.
And all that, and we won't be able to... Oh, yeah, Black Superman.
There was also a guy, James has just reminded me, that first year, who was dressed like the bad guy from the first Spider-Man movie.
Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin, but his outfit was made of, like, this really thick foam material.
Like a quilt.
And he had somehow sweated through 6 inches of this foam so that when I put my arm around him to get a picture, I was just soaked.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember touching him and being like, oh.
Yeah, we like to touch people who cosplay. It's fun. Yeah.
Wait, and then with Comic-Con, this is Nick here.
Earlier it was Yama, and before that, James, if you're keeping track.
And
who's talking?
Aaron, was this the time you had long hair?
That was my first time.
Aaron had long hair.
It had hair like down my back.
And
it wasn't that long.
It originated from your head.
I want to see that hair across
and
your back.
And when we first, he went, because he was in high school this time, and he went to get books with my mom. And when she said, your daughter... Remember someone said...
That was after Comic-Con.
No, that was before it, because this was all leading up to it.
Hmm.
Yeah, because they said, we need... Wait, is it the sound okay?
Oh, yeah, it's just...
Well, it's because I didn't have long hair freshman year, that's why.
No, and then they said, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, your daughter's ready. We could take your daughter now. And Aaron didn't appreciate that very much. And then we went to Comic-Con. We were always telling him to cut his hair, and he wouldn't listen because he thought he was a tough
guy. But it was pretty great because he also dressed like Bender from Not from Futurama.
How about, like, you wearing a robot outfit?
No, from a Breakfast Club, but this wasn't just for Comic-Con. This was every day.
I love...
He wore weightlifting gloves and a jean jacket, and he had a Breakfast Club poster
on. I must have missed this phase, Aaron.
Yeah. Did he have cigar burns on
he
his
did,
arms?
He would, so always he, talk, like... he would always talk about cigar burns and say, how about that,
Dad? I thought Judd Nelson was really badass in that movie. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And then we went to Comic-Con... And when we went to eat at Joe's Crab Shack after Comic-Con,
which
is always
the most surreal experience, again, I mean, for anyone, Comic-Con is an exhausting, it's a physically exhausting experience. And I think I was more confused than anything. It was easy for me to do the thing you do when people who care about something that you know nothing about are caring about it a lot, and you kind of hold yourself above it. I don't think I was doing that the first time I went. I think I honestly was just befuddled.
Exhausted?
I was honestly, I didn't know what the hell was happening.
You seemed pretty fucked up by the end. You were just, like, dead tired.
And that was also the only time in my life where I've been driving a car and literally passed out and
woke
up and the scenery had changed and I didn't know how long I'd been asleep. But before we got in the car, we went to the only restaurant kind of in the vicinity of Comic-Con's location in San Diego, which is Joe's Crab Shack. And another thing I knew nothing about, but they have this ritual where every hour on the hour, I think.
Con 9 Joe.
Yeah.
And then they got dancers that have served me my fucking food.
Your waiters stop waiting and congregate in the center of the restaurant and line dance to the mid-90s hit Cotton Eye Joe.
I used to like that song.
That's ridiculous.
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? That one?
Yes, thank you.
Nope.
No, the other
one. The other one.
The other Cotton Eye Joe.
What? Okay, anyway.
I wish I was in Dixon.
And then we were in the restaurant. We were waiting to be seated. Some guy passed by Aaron and said, "Oh, excuse me, sweetheart." And I turned around. He was not very pleased, but I had a big old grin on my face.
I think that his statement could apply. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
He is a big sweetheart. If you were a sweetheart, you will think, "Hey, this guy's a sweetheart."
And then when we sat down to eat dinner, though, our waiter, he was a very nice gentleman. He was just asking us, "Oh, what would you like?" And then all of a sudden, he asked Aaron, "What would you like, ma'am?" And Aaron's reply was, "I'm a guy." And that guy, I've never seen someone so embarrassed and want to run away in my life, but I have never laughed harder in my life.
When you say you've never seen someone so embarrassed, are you referring to Aaron or the waiter?
The waiter.
Okay.
Yeah, because Aaron was just in shock, kind of.
We see Aaron embarrassed on a daily basis.
Earlier that day, there was another moment where I was with Jim, and we were getting Mrs. Fields cookies.
That's also James.
Yeah, James.
And Jimmy.
We were getting Mrs. Fields cookies, and then some dude was just like, when we were ordering, it's like, "Oh, yeah, what do you want, ma'am?" And it's just like, "What?"
He's like, "What? I have long hair, and I look like a woman. What? Why are you calling me?"
And then, like, a month before that, it was the 8th grade thing for Knott's Berry Farm. Got called a woman there a few times.
Why didn't you shave it then?
I don't know, because I liked my long hair. It was stupid.
But before he had a flat top, that he looked like a lesbian.
No, I had spiked hair.
Spiked hair looked like a lesbian.
How long did you have long hair?
And how long did you look like a lesbian?
Was the long hair feathered?
Basically, no. How long were you living in a movie set during the Vietnam War?
I started growing out in like the end of 7th grade, and then I had it all through 8th grade, leading to right the week before freshman
year. I want you to just keep talking about grades, because it's 7th, and then 8th, and then 9th. 10th, and then
11th. No, freshman year I cut it, because I couldn't take it. This Comic-Con.
And freshman year is 9th grade.
Yes.
And the last part about Comic-Con I remember was when we were leaving to go up to the car, and we parked up on the parking lot structure of...
No, wait, was it there?
It was that one,
because
he had long
hair. Oh, there was also with the... We had a
walk-up. Yeah, so it's Candlestick Park, right?
No, Petco.
Okay, so Petco Park, we parked on the top of it, so we were just going to walk up the stairs, and Aaron, because he was tough and was wearing boots...
Jack boots.
Look at them boots.
We instead of going up the stairs, he began to cry, and what did Aaron say?
He said, please, I really don't want to go up there.
And then we said, oh, come on, you'll be fine. And then he said, no, seriously, though. And he cried.
I was wearing boots that were way too big for me, and they were steel toe. I was stupid. I had long hair. It's dumb of me.
And
listen to anyone.
And so, unfortunately, we won't get to meet Saeed from the Frumps, who's going down to San Diego and recording for the guest for the podcast, or Ash Vickers from Mega Cynics. So
that's a shame.
So yeah, we will. Those are the two things we won't be able to actually do that we were looking forward to. So sorry, Saeed. Unless you want to come down to LA, we can.
I just want to say I appreciate all the beautiful women, that love Twilight. I love Twilight. I love big, beautiful women.
BBWs.
Just to get that out there. I'm just letting everyone know.
This is Nick, by the way.
And this is why I'm sad. I'm not going to Comic-Con.
Before we, if we were going to change the subject at all, I was just
No, I think
say.
We should keep talking about why we're not going to Comic-Con. I have written down on my phone in the notes application why we're not going to Dragon Con. If we could move on to that, or maybe table that for the next podcast.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, for me, Comic Con was the first time I hung out.
Well, I thought you were going to a different subject.
Huh? No, I was trying to say this before we changed subjects. But whatever. I was just going to say that's the first time I hung out with the group. And that's like when I actually got to know everyone. What?
Wait, that's true for me too.
That was sweet.
This all right, well, got so, sentimental. Right now, Travis and Aaron just got really sweet.
I just want to say,
Aaron
loved
you
guys
when I went though.
No, the second time was with
that.
You
were there when I went.
We already know
time.
That no one knows what Comic Con was what.
Wait, wasn't
Yamato
the one I went to?
No.
Every Comic Con is where we go. We're excited. We wait in line for hours. We get very tired. Watch, we're in that Hall H for 3 hours.
Sky Captain kept me awake.
That movie. Fuck that movie and its stupid fucking effects, too. No, effects were cool, but.
Jude Law with his chocolate?
What?
Remember? Oh, it's chocolate.
Just going to ignore that.
Okay, can we go off a tangent real quick?
We need to have this conversation.
Me and Travis were having lunch the other day, and I think Jude Law came up. And I mentioned that Jude Law is basically Ewan McGregor, that they're like the same thing. They look exactly like.
And he thought this was a universal thing.
You know what?
Where everyone thinks that. Like, he never had that conversation with anyone.
Okay, but when he told me about this, I used to think that, like, they're the same guy. It's kind of like Matthew McConaughey and what's his name?
Woody Harrelson?
Jeffrey Ross.
No, that one guy.
That one
Meshack
guy Taylor. In Sweet Home Alabama.
What?
Josh Lucas and Matthew McConaughey are the same guy. And so is Aaron Eckhart and,
Thomas Jane.
Tom Sizemore and Michael Madsen.
No, we're just
same guys.
No, those are different.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the same guy.
Javier Bardem and Jeffrey
same
Dean
thing.
Morgan.
So, you know what? Yes.
They look, alike.
Wait, so anyone besides Nick who's really enthusiastic about it agree?
No. I'm just saying that, like, how you had this idea that this was a universal idea where everyone thought this, but you never even backed it up by having this conversation with anyone.
I have. I just assumed everyone.
And when I disagreed, I was nuts.
You are.
I was the crazy
They're
one.
They're both handsome men. One just has a receding hairline really bad.
No, but back then he
Which
did.
One has a receding hairline?
Jude
Law.
I thought they both have receding hairlines.
No, really? Ewan McGregor's still awesome.
Obi-Wan?
He's still swarthy.
He's not swarthy.
He's a petite Scottish man.
Yama swarthy.
I may not understand the meaning of the word swarthy.
It's Yama.
Wouldn't like
you either.
It's dark. It's like dark and handsome.
Wouldn't
Why
be like
swarthy, but Dave is not swarthy. I feel like if you put our because
he's not that dark.
No, that guy.
Have you heard his voice?
No, in that movie Unfaithful, that guy he's swarthy.
Is that the movie
the
where
French
the guy
Frenchman
pill and he can just stay awake?
No, that's when that Unfaithful is when that dude rails Diane
Oh,
Lane.
You're talking about the
Mothman Prophecies?
No.
No, that's the movie.
Wait,
you're talking about
the
Bradley Cooper one where he takes that pill and he's smart.
Or
Limitless?
Limitless. He's swarthy.
Limitless.
But he's not dark,
Bradley
evidently.
Cooper?
Swarthy means like dark.
Like tan?
Like a dark.
Are we talking
I'm thinking of Unforgiven.
So Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, it's a totally different.
Unforgiven
Metallica song.
Did anyone just hear that?
Yes, I did.
What?
He said like Wesley Snipes.
I don't know. All right, so yeah, Comic Con, no more.
He just said dark like Wesley Snipes.
Whoa.
No, but I enjoyed that a lot, but no one gave a man credit except me, Nick.
Because we don't like racist humor.
It's not racist.
It wasn't racist, but you said a very dark man.
Because you're saying his skin's dark. And
there's a consensus going on here of people that are trying to get away from that comment.
Aaron, did you said Wesley Snipes.
Snipes.
Sing is there.
I have no idea. I don't know what just
happened. Yeah, so...
Well, we're not going to Comic-Con. Even if we were, we can't get tickets anyway, so we'd be standing outside.
But now that we're talking about it, I don't want to go to Comic-Con, but I want to feel like I feel when I have just gone to Comic-Con.
That's why I wanted to drive there, do the thing, but not actually go into it.
Not go inside, just
meet
market.
Up with some people, market.
And then and go to Gaslight.
And me, Abe, and Travis get drunk and... do podcasts.
Record and drunk.
No, I mean, that's what we would have done.
That sounds sexy. So we're going to get together and get drunk and then podcast.
And then we're going to do a podcast together.
Bro, we were going to dress as our characters, too.
Well, that just means I'm going to wear a t-shirt.
Me, too.
Well,
me, too.
Everyone's going to dress like they normally
unless
dress.
You mean a particular comic where people are dressed a certain way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I was going to say I wanted to go to
we still have a room, don't we?
I have yet to cancel it, yes, so... I don't know, we'll see what happens. But
if it were not, I will say this, if it were not for Comic-Con, I would never have seen The Hills Have Eyes.
True story.
That is
take
something.
That for what you will.
This would be a perfect time now. Let's take a break. Welcome back to Podscare and Gentlecast. As you just heard, we were talking about Comic-Con, but now we're going to go ahead and switch off, start fielding some questions from...
We're going to... There's people right here? We're going to field
questions? We're fielding them. Go to the phones! We're fielding questions as sent to us on the Twitter or Facebook.
You want me to start?
Well, you're the one with the actual list in front of you.
Oh, okay.
I pointed at you.
All right. You want me to mosh? My brother's giving me a sign. I think he wants me to mosh.
No, I'm saying go one by one.
I'm not sure.
I thought that was a symbol for beating off.
No, this is.
So earlier when Nick was making fun of me about staying up late on the internet, you were saying mosh.
No, I was saying jerk off.
You're saying cut this shit, let's pit. Like,
there's
Nick
like
Jones
I make a circle with my
of some
my fingers to where you can see through and I
this
go up and down.
This would be hilarious.
If you're Joey Van Fosse.
Eight people in the world.
If you're Joey Van Fosse, you'd be like, I get that. I think that he just said that just for me. I think that's what happened.
I don't know what any of that means.
So if you're not amused, why don't you hang out with more, bro?
What? All right, first question.
Next question.
All right, I'll go to the Facebook questions first. Eric Hughes, Facebook, he asks, any plans to discuss the Imagine This comic versus Ted movie controversy?
I'll take this one.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
All right, Trevor.
Oh, well, I saw the question earlier.
What?
Wow. No, I mean, I saw...
Someone tickled his butthole right there.
No, I actually saw this question earlier, so I did look a little bit into it. The Imagine This comic is actually about a guy with a grown man who has, like, a bear best friend.
Calvin and Hobbes.
It's very much...
Not a bear.
That's actually, though, in the argument of why Ted may not be necessarily a blatant ripoff of that is because...
But is Peter Griffin's voice in a bear? Isn't that bothering
anybody? No, it's not Peter Griffin's voice. It doesn't sound like
It sounds more like Brian with the accent that Peter Griffin has.
I don't know what that means.
What the fuck does that mean?
It sounds like Brian Griffin with the New England accent as opposed to Peter Griffin, which also has a New England accent, but it's also a little bit more like...
Are you taking a class on Family
Guy? It's less honeymooner sounding.
What the fuck
I don't know what that means, but
like,
I pointed at him
like
I got like it.
Ralph from Honeymooners.
Brian is his regular voice.
Yes, it's his regular voice with the accent.
I guess.
It does have the New England accent.
What?
But I'm going to say, no, it is not a ripoff. Question answered.
All right, next question. Does anyone else want to weigh in on this? I mean, everything rips off of each other. I mean,
And that's even the argument that, like, I read some of the interviews that the webcomic creator did. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. I'm sure someone's going to...
Seth MacFarlane?
No. No, for this webcomic, but...
Charles Schultz.
It basically, the idea is that
Everything in Hollywood's a ripoff of something anyways.
Eric Larson. No?
I think it who might did have Ziggy? Been Larson.
Stieg Larson.
Ziggy's a comic?
Skeet Ulrich.
Fuck you, Ziggy's a comic.
The whole thing of a human and an animal pairing.
Your goatee's very uneven.
Oh, shit.
No, like the length.
No,
like
I like it, Aaron.
No. Yeah, you just got to trim it up, man.
God, we all have goatees.
Use a two.
Weird. I just
the whole thing. Okay.
We're very 90s.
Well, I would say that me and y'all
all
and
of
myself
the Mexicans
do not
present have goatees.
Whereas
but
y'all
looks
and
like
myself,
the Rebel
Travis,
Alliance.
Do not.
So does mine.
Mine looks like the Rebel Alliance. No, yours isn't connected on the middle.
What are you talking about?
Like this, see?
Yeah. Yours looks
oh,
more
yours
like,
is just lighter.
It looks more like Wu-Tang. I've seen.
Anyways, the movie looks funny. I'm probably gonna watch it.
All right. Wait. Did
question
you
answer.
You know, I was gonna say.
What were you gonna say?
The whole thing of a human and an animal, and like usually it's imaginary. That's like a trope that's used like a lot.
Did you say trope?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's a trope that's used in a lot of fiction. Yeah, you point out Calvin and Hobbes. That DC has that one where the little boy and his monster. Even movies have been like Drop Dead Fred and
you're saying Australians are the same as teddy bears?
Wait, I've seen that movie about 800 times. I enjoy
Cobwebs.
It. There we go.
They got Get Fuzzy.
What?
It's a dog.
What's that?
Get Fuzzy, the Sunday comic.
Oh, well, yeah, Get Fuzzy's awesome.
Yeah, he's That's got great. A dog.
You never read Get Fuzzy.
This is the first for me.
It's an action movie?
Is it like a send up of Get
Sorry,
Shorty?
Sylvester Stallone? Yes.
Are you guys saying you guys don't read a newspaper?
Wait,
newspapers still exist.
What happened?
Why is everyone looking at me?
I don't know, because you said, what? So I thought you had something like crazy to say.
I used to read the newspaper to see scores in sports, but that was in like 1992.
Yeah, when we got our goatees.
No.
When you say you got your goatees, they were given to you.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. All right, next question.
Got them for Christmas.
I know. Well, Aaron, you were talking about tropes. You got a 15-minute rant about tropes.
No, that's all I said.
All right, Michael.
It's a trope.
I'm gonna butcher your name, Michael, but it's Michael Modlin Dambolt.
That sounds right to me.
All right. See, there we go. He says, "Apples and bacon, disgusting combo or government plot." I've never heard of apples and bacon.
Wait, is it...
Is that a DJ?
Is he referring to, like, Applewood smoked bacon?
No. He's saying apples and bacon. Like, you get bacon, you get an apple and you wrap it the fuck up in bacon.
I think you're assuming a lot.
Okay, I want you just to answer the question. Apples and bacon. Discuss the capital government plot. No, Yama.
I think that bacon and stuff... Just shut up.
Yama just said, fuck you, internet.
Yeah. savory, sweet. Okay, shut up.
It's okay. There you go. Aaron?
I just would like to say, this is Nick.
It's Nick.
I love bacon. I do enjoy it on everything, but I need to know the context of what this bacon is doing with this apple.
It's like those salads where it's diced apples and bacon.
Fruit is, I only like fruit by itself, and with fruits with anything else, I love fruit by the foot too.
That's fruit with a lot of other stuff.
But when fruits like cooked in any way, no, fuck it.
Like an apple pie?
We're talking about apples cooked.
You don't want it baked?
No, I just want to eat an apple like an apple.
Yeah.
You're trying to shut this question up.
Grilled bananas are awesome, though. Have you ever had a grilled banana? They're awesome.
All right, Abe, you got anything about this?
No, I like bacon.
All right, good job. Travis?
Bacon's good, apples good together.
It's fine to love bacon.
We'll
I
have to try.
I understand the appeal. Just I feel like people think it's way more amazing and novel to talk about bacon and bacon in combination with things than it actually is.
I agree with that. It's all over Reddit and all that. And
oh, okay.
That. Yeah. Don't like it.
All right.
I also have seen the bacon Band-Aid thing.
What?
Thank you. There's Band-Aids that look
I'm not
like
down for
bacon.
That. See, all that shit, I'm not
there's
down
There's bacon
for.
Cologne now, too. And then there's squeezable bacon.
I've smelled bacon cologne. Like, after we had our baconing contest, I smelled like I had bacon cologne on.
We didn't even talk. You just said that.
Well,
you guys were talking about.
I ate 3 pounds of bacon.
No,
I
no,
my
no.
Brothers.
You ate 5 pounds of bacon, and I ate 4.5 pounds.
Yeah.
And I lost.
But I want to give James and Nick credit because they did this before the internet decided that bacon is the most hilarious word on the planet. So.
Thank you.
I think coffee rivals bacon, though.
They. What?
People on the internet love talking
about
coffee.
That's Twitter.
I don't know.
Okay,
it's
mostly Twitter in the morning.
All right, let's move on, because This has just made everyone angry in this room.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a person.
I hope you did mispronounce his name.
there you go, Michael Maudlin Bambolt. Lynn Andrews from who does Six Color Stories. Once again, she chimed in with Avatar story would be nice. She wants to hear that Avatar story that Aaron and Yama told. But with these questions, I don't think we're even going to have time to do that. So possibly the next time. Also, I'd be interested to hear how Aaron feels about the progression of his art since the beginning of the comic and anything he wishes he had done differently. Things he is really pleased with, and perhaps a few... Please, does she know you say I'm pleased with this? That's weird.
I do say
this pleases me.
So, Aaron, would you like to talk?
This question pleases me. Sorry.
I do like the progression my art has taken since the beginning, because I kind of can't stand to look at the earlier strips because I think the art's disgusting. But it's cool that a lot of you still liked it. my brother's doing something strange right now.
You don't gotta point that out. He put it up his buttocks.
Aaron, other people don't know how to deal with being distracted while recording.
Yeah.
Am I not loud enough?
No,
you're the first time we appeared in the comic, I mean, you drew us really fucking weird. And you even had to redo it, and you were just like, what?
You had a chin strap beard, didn't you?
I don't know.
Oh, that was like the first banner stuff. I drew you with a beard. I drew Nick with you had giant sideburns and a mustache.
Ooh, I did.
Because you were awesome.
And I had sort of like a...
What was your style in the beginning? What were you doing?
My thing was more Bob Clampett and John Kay.
Isn't that guy that found that bubbling crew?
I was thinking that. God damn it.
Yeah. I love that guy.
I believe you mean Jed Clampett. Before we get angry emails.
No, but...
No one is
going to... Let's go with the puns!
They think you're going to get serious.
Looney Tunes and Ren and Stimpy.
And then there's that one Sting comic that looked like... It just... Like, it was fucked up.
Or the Parkour Lewis that was drawn in a Sharpie.
Used to draw it with a Sharpie sometimes?
There was a point before I had a tablet... My brother's trying to control me with his mind powers right now.
No, okay. I got a headache. I'm rubbing my head.
And I used to draw with pencil, and then I'd ink with a Micron. Sometimes my Micron brush would run out.
Micron? What is this shit?
It's a Transformer. Bad guy in Transformers.
The artist who listens will know.
I thought that was the planet where the Transformers were from.
Yes. That's where the planet with the micro machines are from.
Micronauts?
Yeah, Micron. You guys didn't know that?
No, you mean Micronauts?
No, I'm talking about the micro machines.
The Doo Doo Talks Fast. Yes. I had a bunch of those.
They're little.
Yeah.
All right, so now you like it, right?
No, I like it now.
Yeah. What do you draw more at? What do you model your drawing
on? My drawing's modeled mostly after, I'd say, a cross between.
I heard you rip off your artwork from Teddy, that new movie coming out.
I do.
Teddy?
No.
Ted.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey.
Did you know who you're in a room with?
I'd say it's a cross between three artists, really. Darwin Cook, Jack Kirby, and...
Oh, that Evolution guy?
Yeah. Charles Darwin.
Dance guy? I didn't know he could draw, also.
Darwin Cook.
Many times.
She is not going to be pleased with his answer.
Akira Toriyama.
What did you say?
Akira Toriyama.
You're making shit up.
From Dragon Ball.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
What was the third name? Kirby.
I don't know.
That's some where I get all
the vacuum guy?
Yeah, Jack Kirby. The guy with
the Kirby vacuums.
Shut up.
I can't wait to listen to this and hear you guys
just
talk.
Shut your face.
There it is again. We can't have it.
But yes,
I just want to say that I think that Aaron's artwork has gotten consistently better every time.
Thank you.
And there hasn't been one time where he's changed it and it got worse.
Yeah, there hasn't.
Michael Jackson comic that I just did that he totally didn't listen to me on. But it's cool. All
right, next question is also from Lynn Andrews. She doubled up, so.
Oh, double up.
That's embarrassing to me, but.
That was not
that
a
was,
drop.
That was
two guys spontaneously just doing that.
That was two guys, Nick.
I can't
Travis.
Be in this room anymore.
I don't feel comfortable anymore. All right, Lynn Andrews again says, how do your families and friends feel about the comic, or do some of you live a secret double life? Well, my family's right here, and my friends are all right here, so...
There you go.
They're okay with it.
Next question.
I really don't... No one understands. We can explain what a webcomic is. Some of my coworkers, like Rob and Lowell, they read it and they like it, but I don't really go promote it to everybody. I don't want to say, hey, look at this shit I'm doing. I don't care about their stupid shit, so.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way as James, actually. The first time, I think, that I showed someone the webcomic who wasn't a friend of a friend and wasn't familiar with this group of people was at a job interview a year ago, kind of to try to get the job by showing my extracurricular interests. And I don't remember, I'm sure, I mean, I got hired, I'm sure they didn't become fans of the webcomic because I showed them.
But they liked it, right?
Actually, yeah. Oddly enough, that was Michael Danbolt.
You know, never mind.
Anyone else like to share with their families and stuff?
I haven't heard any. Everyone I've showed the comic to, granted, they're people who know all of us in some way, has had good things to say.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about the podcast yet, maybe because it's too new. And maybe.
Well, I've heard a couple people say that you have a nice silken voice.
I've heard that too.
And someone said that Yama, to quote someone, Yama is funny as fuck.
I heard that someone said that?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
KJ Rob, he said that.
That's great.
All right. Travis, what about your clan, even though Nick
mentioned... So I'm not funny?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, my family knows about it, but I wouldn't say any of them are really good at, like, avidly following.
So your dad Ron and your mom Wendy?
They know we do it, and they know I'm a part of it, and they're for it. But
you can correct the false name. Keep going.
Sorry, Sean, my brother, has been a part of the comic a couple times. He's a really little man.
Three apples tall.
He's appeared in a couple comics being carried away by a bird.
Three apples tall is great.
I know.
But yeah, I mean,
I want to start using that, but I don't know where I would.
Because where else is someone three apples tall?
Yeah.
I once, kind of like Yama did with his job interview a year ago, I actually tried using
Get a job at the company?
Not quite the same story. Well, I tried using the comic to...
bone down.
Help me get like a promotion because we had to write... like, I was doing an interview and my manager asked us to write... like a 3-page essay about something that we do that not everyone knows about to basically. I just got completely derailed.
I think
train
came
turned
off. Into a werewolf.
This train came off the tracks just
like,
now.
Like Rob
Anyways,
Thomas?
I did not
Rob
get the management position.
Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20, when he sings, he looks like he's turned into a werewolf. Continue.
I was just finishing up saying
Abe,
that.
Abe, what about you?
Unlike Yama,
I
did not get the job.
Done.
All right. Yeah. Abe, your turn.
No, I don't. Nobody knows about it. It's a secret.
What I like that Abe does, my favorite thing is, we'll get like 5 new Facebook fans, and I'll look, and they're all Mexican from Pico Rivera. So I know Abe has gone into people's phones and pressed like.
What is
so,
Abe's got stalkers.
So good job, Abe.
Yeah, no, I do. I let people
tell
know
him
about
where
it.
He lives.
Huh? I don't know. I've gone into the Apple store, and I've changed all the iPads to the Obscure Gentleman page. And walked out.
You've done that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And
3 Apple stores tall?
But a lot of people I do tell
giant.
About it.
When do you guys think we'll start being recognized on the street for this podcast?
Never.
Oh, I don't think it's
I think
happen.
Tuesday.
Wednesday when it comes out.
Okay. Or you're ordering at a restaurant and someone at the next booth will hear your voice and their ears will perk up and they'll turn around.
They'll be like, you're the guy that...
talked about why he wasn't going to something.
To be honest,
minutes.
I have yet to... I have yet to run into a fan of any of the other podcasts that I listen to while I'm wearing their shirts, and they're way more popular.
I think Travis makes a really good point.
Yeah.
What?
I haven't run into anyone who shares any of my, at least podcasting-wise, interests, ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
The only people I know who listen to the same podcast as me are the people that are in this room.
In fact, once, not too long ago, I was at an Adam Carolla stand-up performance, and I had to explain to the people
why he was
table
sexist.
What a podcast was.
Wait, when was this?
Not too long ago, maybe a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
His podcast at the time was already the number one podcast ever.
Oh, yeah.
And It was that thing in comedy clubs where you're sharing a table with people. And so we started talking about how we know this performer. And I said, I listened to his podcast.
Oh.
And then I had to spend 5 minutes explaining. So,
I think you guys did that to me. You had to explain that to me.
Yeah, because when you tell people, hey, I'm doing a podcast, they're like, oh, they're like, okay, thanks. And they give you a thumbs up and they treat you like you got some problems. All right, so.
Wait.
What, you?
Yeah, I go to like art classes, my art school.
Like just random art classes? Like, hey, what's up?
No.
Do any of these people really miss the 90s? Really badly?
Fellow art students, I do show them the comic and they do like it. And professors tell me that it's a really good thing I'm doing it. One professor, though, my illustration professor had this past semester, he kept telling
me... I'll fuck him up.
He kept telling me that...
That was James.
What we should do to make the comic better is put more cowboys in it.
I'm gonna...
Wait. I don't think
we should dismiss this out of hand.
Okay. I don't like the idea of any football team.
This man has a PhD in illustration.
He claims
if we put Cowboy Curtis in the comic, it would be better.
Well, that's true.
He claims that. Here's his reasoning.
Well, I think this is a comic.
Well, his reasoning for this though, his reasoning is that people like cowboys because people are American and cowboys are American. So if you make your comic more American, it'll be loved by more people.
All right. Well, then I think you just wrote a comic. So
right,
can you
right
write
now,
it so I don't have to write another one, please?
Aaron is conducting a silent and invisible symphony with his hands while he's talking.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Lynn Andrews, for some actual good questions.
I do a good
there.
Impression of conducting an orchestra. I'm just letting you know that.
Better than the Looney Tunes one?
You quit
better than
the table.
Looney
Tunes. Quit bumping the table.
All right. So
chill.
Next question is from Daniel Barton. He does a Goober and Cindy. He's a talented guy from Holland, I believe.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm not getting that wrong.
Holland Oats?
Please.
That's not bad. Can someone write that down?
All right. If you guys could make a movie about the Obscure Gentleman comic, what would the plot be?
I'm going to say humans. I'm going to say animals. I'm going to say tropes. There would be some tropes of... I think that one of the tropes of this podcast and the comic is a I don't know, I have no
yeah no
I'm not sure if I would be good at that question. I would like to switch it over to who would play it. I like the traditional.
I'm just gonna say that I'm not sure how I would answer that question.
No, I was saying I'd like to switch it over to the traditional who would play each one of us.
I like that.
I don't want to answer that question.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, wow.
You just said Yama should be played by Philip Seymour.
No, I said me. I was pointing at myself. No one could see that.
I mean, I don't know how to answer the fucking question.
Who would you be played
by
a movie about us? I don't give a
it
fuck.
It would have to involve zombies and vampires.
And penises.
Would it? I hate zombies.
Wouldn't Travis be the main character? Like, his adventure to do something weird?
Yeah.
It'd just be Travis getting fucked and fucking things. And
all different kinds of ways.
This, I think we'd be running away from fat Twilight fans.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I'd be running towards them.
I would say the plot would be Travis. He would take an adventure, probably to TJ or something, and he'd have sex with tentacles and just, like, all this crazy shit and just...
Like, just tentacles? There's no monster
tentacles
attached
and arms.
It's
everything's
an
flailing. Everything's basically
TJ.
Flailing all over the place. And he's just going at it, and he's having sex with things that look like Michael Jackson. And then people with like look like their faces are just on fire, and they're fucking, and it's all Travis. And then he ends it by eating a taco and then a bacon wrapped in hot dog.
There's
then,
no way that guy from Holland is happy that he said this.
So Daniel, there you go.
Everyone's response to be like, they didn't even fucking answer my question.
I'll tell you what, the plot would be obscure.
I like that one.
We're good. We can run a little longer on this one.
Well, do we want to
this next this last question for Facebook, from the Facebook fans comes from Super Haters. They're another webcomic. Go take a look at them. They actually came up with another good question. You know what? I thank you guys for not saying anything about penises. I I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
Is that a question?
No.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that.
Okay, his question is, if you could be a magical creature, which one would you be? See, everyone just got excited right now. All right, so let's start with Abraham. No?
No, I gotta think about this. So.
I know, I'm excited, creature? But I don't know what to say.
A magical creature. What kind of creature would you be?
Aaron, go.
Damn.
Gina?
This is a hard question.
Like it's not really gonna happen. So
you don't
know
that.
Does a Sasquatch count as magic?
There you go, yeah. Travis Sasquatch.
I'm not saying that's my answer. I'm just wondering, are we talking about mythical?
I would be a werewolf.
Is there a difference between mythical and magical?
Wait, is that a monster or is that mythical?
It's a creature and it is possibly magical.
I don't get it.
Should we choose monsters?
They're creatures.
This question's confusing. You need to
and it's confusing
with more detail.
People are answering without saying who they are.
Yeah. Come on.
They know my voice.
Nick.
Okay, what would I be? Mythical one.
Mythical one.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
That was James.
James. No, I would go with... Well, I guess a vampire, because I'd be...
What?
No, because I'd be...
No.
I live forever. Because
he wants to be
and
sexy.
And I could go... And I'd be sexy.
And he wants fat Twilight chicks.
Thank... He just answered my question. Right. But really, I'd be a vampire, because you get to fuck people up, and then you live forever.
I'd be Job from Arrested Development.
Shit.
All right, Aaron, go. He's magical.
Oh,
I
gotcha.
Think I would be a Minotaur.
That's stupid.
Why?
You're strong.
You're strong. Oh, but you're strong.
You quietly
got a big
just
old
said.
Ugly head.
How are you gonna wear a hat?
You can't wear one. You're a Minotaur.
Yama.
What is a Minotaur? Sorry.
It's got a really buff dude body. That's got this like this bull head.
It's a man's body with a stupid bull.
Aaron is describing a Minotaur. He is doing exaggerated flexing poses. You know what? I'm not making fun of you. I believe you that that's what you would want to be because you're so into the presentation. If I could be a magical creature, I think that I might want to be a Viper pilot in the Colonial Fleet who just lives by my own rules. I don't care. I'll punch the XO of my Battlestar, and I'll just do whatever. But I'll be there to save the day all the time and maybe pursue hopeless romances with the son of the commander of the Battlestar.
I just got a Vietnam flashback to everything you're saying.
After I play my role in saving my entire species, disappear inexplicably... In a horrible, horrible episode.
That answer was magical.
Thank you.
I'll tell you that.
Abe!
Okay, I think I got one.
I was talking about Starbuck and Battlestar Galactica.
I'm going to go with the unicorn.
I was thinking that.
Why
what?
Be...
What's happening?
No,
that for some reason, unicorns just kept popping in my self-dress.
Robot unicorn?
Robot unicorn.
Okay. Was that? Right.
It's magical.
But you're a horse.
Why?
The Pegasus.
I can stab people. You know what? Pegasus.
And you have a giant penis.
There we go.
A Pegasus would be badass.
Yeah.
What?
Aaron, could you describe to me what a Pegasus is?
Well,
if you can.
It's a horse that has
Aaron's
wings.
On all fours.
This is so...
His ass is up. And he's waving his arms around like he's flying.
No, well, there was something with waving
his on all fours
cool.
And waving his
I don't
arms.
Know.
I'm going to go with Pegasus.
All right.
With the unicorn.
When this is done, could
horn.
We record a YouTube video of Aaron
wait, does a Pegasus
using
have
his hands
unicorn?
No,
while
Pegasus
describing
is just,
what
just a
different
horse
mythical
wings.
Creatures...
Yeah.
Does an angel count? Because they got big wings.
From Buffy?
This is
no, that's just a dude. He's a vampire. That's what I said.
All right. Travis, what do you want?
He said Sasquatch.
No. Oh,
okay, okay, good answer, Travis.
He like Sasquatch like beef jerky.
Travis like beef jerky.
I don't even eat beef jerky.
Well, you didn't get my joke, obviously, but
you know
that whole Sasquatch thing.
Sasquatch
that's with Sasquatch. No, I get it.
I want to talk about... let's talk about it maybe. No, I'll talk about it right now. The Jack Links commercials... The Sasquatch isn't after the beef jerky, and the guys aren't even necessarily eating the beef jerky. There's just guys being mean to a Sasquatch.
That's true.
No connection to beef jerky.
Holy shit.
No, sometimes
it's not like Silly Rabbit Tricks Are for Kids. It's not like the Leprechaun or whatever his relationship is with Lucky Charms. I'm not sure if he makes them or he found them.
No, he wants them.
Yeah,
wants
what's happening? Wait, no, he's like protected.
No, they're
yeah,
his.
They're, they want
no,
me
they're
Lucky
his.
Charms.
They're his. He owns them.
He wants from the kids. Yeah, they're always after me Lucky
no,
Charms.
I'm just saying that we need to know
that.
More
yeah.
about Sasquatch, about these camper guys and about what any of this has to do with beef jerky.
Why are they scared?
Joe Latrulia was one
maybe
of the
maybe there's
really
a Minotaur nearby.
That, you know what, that's true.
With the
Minotaurs are more scary than the Sasquatch.
And they carry large hammers.
All right, or axes sometimes.
Well, I guess that's enough for the questions for this week. What do you say?
That was weird.
What do you say?
I didn't even say anything to say.
I don't know. I mean, we have... huh?
What?
You're
oh, the guy. I was trying to think of my mythical character, but...
Oh, wait, he didn't answer.
All right, well, Travis... We're going to stare at Travis until he comes up with his answer.
That was a weird sound that I just made. I think if I'm going to be a magical, mythical character, I would like to be a version of myself that does not get flustered and stutter all the time.
Oh, wow.
That's deep. Oh, shit.
Can we end on the most uncomfortable note?
Yeah. Rational liberal? Conservative? See, I can't make political jokes because I know dick about politics.
Oh, my God. I love this guy. All right. Well,
go
all
to
right.
break!
So, does anyone have plugs? Are we plugging anything this time around?
So we're
not going to break. We're just ending it.
I thought that's what you were telling me to do. End it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back while we all gather.
No, you didn't. No.
I say we leave it.
You should leave that part.
Wait, did you stop?
We went, no.
Oh, since you didn't stop it. All right, let's go.
Oh, we're still going.
All right,
plug it up.
All right,
wait, don't we go?
Am I just doing the finale? Or are we gonna do plugs?
Yeah.
Well, then doesn't it end with me? Because I
me. All right. Well, I'd like to plug.
Behind the scenes.
I like to. I'd like to plug Noctuary Polos. I'm wearing a nice Noctuary Polo right now from the black metal band Noctuary, who's piloted by Joseph Van Fossen, most prolific black metalist in all of DOC or something.
Yeah, so,
that's my plug. And I'm also, let's go ahead and that's about...
Keep on keeping on?
No, Cheezebo. Go read Cheezebo. The webcomic.
I really thought you were joking.
Cheesebo. I'm sorry, Cheesebo. go read that webcomic. And Twext, we did a guest webcomic for Twext last week, so go look at it. Not a lot of people liked it, so, and I keep hitting the table.
Quit bumping the table.
So, have at it. Aaron?
I got two plugs this week.
Me
first...
plugging you plugging the floor?
Yep. Okay, my two plugs. First plug is going to be towards my... First plug towards my friend Kevin, his band. This is another band I'm plugging.
Zombie Killer.
I'm actually going to be doing the artwork for the band, their logo, their company, and all that. They're called Shar's Counterattack. They're also.
It sounds like a hamburger place.
Oh, ooh, my God.
They have delicious shakes, though, oddly enough.
The band's based off of Gundam or whatever, but. It's a psychedelic band.
Wait, it's not based off Charizard?
No.
I thought that's what.
Char.
Oh.
Char's
no, I'm not for it. I don't appreciate
it. When you say psychedelic, you have to drop acid to enjoy it.
Kind of, probably.
Alright.
Second plug is towards my Tumblr account, which I finally created. It's tumblr.com/peopleinspandex. Again, tumblr.com/peopleinspandex. I will be putting my artwork on there. You will see just different things. And my brother's making weird faces like he always does when I talk. And yama.
Wait, did you say you're plugging spandex? Because I wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, my Tumblr account.
No,
you wear spandex and you take pictures and you put it on your Tumblr? Hey, follow that shit. That sounds like a
Tumblr for you.
Tumblr.com.
I've heard him say this 5 times already, and I want to keep hearing it.
/ people in spandex. It's a reference to superheroes.
Wait, what?
If you want, I can wear spandex for you.
Oh.
Who doesn't want to see that?
Now my Tumblr sounds like a fetish thing.
It is. All right, Yama.
I just wanted to plug this band out of Austin that I recently heard. The band is called Moto Pony, MOTO, and then Pony, one word. And their debut album is self-titled. I think it came out in 2009. I don't remember how I found them exactly, but it's really good. I would play it, but I don't know if I'm allowed to, so...
Man, fuck that. We only play shit by Joseph Van Fossen.
That's a good point.
Unless Moto Pony, if you happen upon this, give us the go-ahead. All right, Nick.
Send us an email that said we can use it.
Shoot us an email. Send us a MySpace thing, a bulletin.
I also want to plug Hanging Out.
With your Wang Out?
No, just I think Hanging Out's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
All
right. Right on. I would like to plug Wing Nuts, because we just ate it and it was delicious. I had the boneless Chipotle barbecue. No, they're not paying us, but I just want to let everybody know it's delicious.
Yeah, wingnuts.biz, if you're interested.
Is that
not
really
.com. Yeah, really sad.
Really?
They couldn't get
.biz.
Yeah. I'd also like to plug the new Gentleman Studios. I'm not saying where we're at, but I just like recording it in a new place.
Oh,
because we're actually.
I was like, "What the hell? Were you doing something else now?"
Well, we got a bulletproof glass door for a door.
You just gave it away.
Yeah, everyone's gonna. You know what? When Rob listens to this in 3 weeks, when he's dicking around, not actually working, then he'll hear it. But
people are gonna. There are enough details in there that a TV detective with
some CD could
figure out.
That's true. I did tell Rob the other day when he was trying to figure out a lock. I said, "If that was a dick, you'd figure out how to work it or something." Yeah, and he looked at me and I was like, "I guess I'm a bad boss."
What?
I don't know. Hey, what do you got?
You're just being mean.
Yeah.
No, I got, okay, I would like to plug my cousin's band, Buffalo Eye. They are supposed to be coming out with an album soon. So check them out on Facebook and Twitter.
I actually will.
Thank you.
I'm making a note.
Yes.
Right now.
Buffalo Eye. Pretty awesome.
I like a E-Y-E?
Yes.
All right, I would like to plug the Frumps. As of this week, they have just had their 50th comic, so congratulations to Saeed.
From Lost?
From Oz.
What do you mean? Sorry, someone was making a symbol to me that I didn't understand what it meant. He was trying to tell me to say something, but...
It's Total Recall reference.
Oh, 2 weeks? I gotcha. So that was going to be... pointless moment right there, but yeah, congratulations to Saeed. As always, find us on Facebook, The Obscure Gentleman, and click the like button. Write a review on iTunes. You can also hit the subscribe button if you, it might be, you know, if you want to be lazy about it, you can subscribe to us there too, and it'll automatically just download when it's updated.
Write us a letter,
strongly worded.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But yeah, please do all those things. They're saying, I don't know what they're trying to tell me to do.
Also check out Mega Cynics, follow Ash Vickers on Twitter. If that's her name, I don't know.
Alright. And
yes.
Alright, well so that should conclude it, and as always, my wife's got an ass in her cock.